Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, I wanted to just take a little bit of time to dive a little bit more deeply into the life path number, specifically to kind of go into why it is that a lot of times we don't really resonate with our life path number, or it doesn't really, just doesn't click, right? We don't feel that vibe, especially early on in life, you know, up to midlife. So I want to talk a little bit about why that may be, and to reiterate that it's very normal, very common to sort of feel that way. Before we get into that, though, I just want to mention that, of course, the best way to really understand your own personal numerology, including your life path number, is to have a personal reading. You will get a full 25-page or more report of each of your numbers, what they mean, you know, how they work into your journey, how they help you to step into your life path number, and it'll all be catered to your energy. So if you're interested in that, you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's sort of take a look here. Now, unless you have very prominent placements within one of the other numbers in your report, such as your birthday number, I would say especially your birthday number, your personality, your expression or your destiny number, or your soul number, something like that, then it's very common, very normal, especially early in life to midlife, to just not feel that vibe, to just not feel aligned with that energy, to not feel like it's a part of who you are. It's incredibly normal. And so I want to talk about that normalcy today and why that might be. So with the life path number, we have to remember that this is the big one. This is the big energy, right? It appears at the very top of your report. It's the one that we have with us from life to death, right? It's with us for the journey. But again, unless you have, you know, one of those other very strong prominent placements in your chart of that energy, then this is likely very new for the soul. This is an energy that the soul wants to master, wants to do something really beautiful with in this lifetime. But it's not like we step into that energy out of the womb. It's a journey, right? It's a process. There's a lot that goes into this. And with a life path number, this is, you know, this energy holds some of our greatest challenges, our greatest obstacles in life, our greatest triumphs, the greatest wisdom that we are meant to extract in this lifetime is associated with our life path number. And so in order to, you know, discover or, you know, extract that wisdom, we have to overcome the challenges of that vibration. And so while we're moving through these incredible challenges of that life path number, of course, we're not going to feel like it's a part of who we are or that we, you know, relate to it in some way. Now, a lot of times we can see indications of this energy. For instance, like for myself, I'm a life path 4, but I didn't always resonate with the 4 energy, although I could see aspects of the 4 that were very strong within me, right? Like being very organized, you know, being like liking the logical, you know, explanations and systems and procedures, right? And also being very intuitive. These are things that were definitely recognizable. But, you know, there's definitely parts of myself where I'm like, okay, I'm definitely not patient. I definitely like instant gratification. I definitely like to see things, you know, see the rewards come up a little bit more quickly than what we typically do with 4 energy. So there's a lot with the 4 energy. I'm like, that is so not me. And it wasn't until later in life that I started to see, oh, okay, that is me. That's a big part of who I am. Obviously, the other energies within our report, you know, come together and make up the pie, right? It makes up who we are in a lot of ways. But the life path is, again, the one that holds the greatest opportunity for, again, wisdom in this lifetime, for extracting wisdom in this lifetime, for overcoming challenges, for learning more about ourselves, for greater self-discovery in this area of life, right? That our soul has chosen to really focus on in this lifetime. So again, it's it takes time to move through that process. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I definitely don't resonate with my life path number, totally normal. That's part of the master plan is for you not to resonate with it and have to move through the challenges in order to. So the goal is, of course, with the life path number, to eventually master this energy and fall into alignment with it. And because this is life, we'll always fall in and out of alignment with our life path number, right? Because again, it's new for the soul. We're going through the process of mastering it. But once we master it, there's still going to be obstacles to overcome to help us to maintain that alignment and then do something really beautiful with it. But throughout the journey, there's just a tremendous amount to learn. There's a tremendous amount to incorporate into that journey. And so that does not end through the entire process of our lifetime. So we start to adjust to it. We start to fall into alignment with the energy so then we can work with it much more cohesively, right? So even when we master it, even when we're in alignment with it, we have to understand that there's going to be times that we're still working with it, right? We're still learning more about it. So we just have to be a little bit more gentle with ourselves when we don't feel like we connect with it. One thing I will also say is if you are thinking, I don't resonate with my life path number, you know, that's a really good indication that you're simply not in alignment with it. And that's okay. Like I said, that can usually take quite a while to fall into alignment with it. But if you're not feeling aligned with it, that means you're not. And you'll face challenges to help you to come into alignment with it. And that's part of the journey, right? That's part of the plan, so to speak. So again, totally normal, totally expected. Now, one thing I want to mention is if you've ever had your full numerology report completed, or if you've ever seen one, you know that it's like, again, 25 or more pages of various numbers, various vibrations that make up the roadmap that the soul signed up for in this lifetime to experience, right? But what you'll notice is, or what I often explain in the readings, the personal readings, is that, okay, so we have our life path number that you'll notice is at the top of the chart or the report. All of the numbers beneath that, right? Your personality, your expression, your birthday number, your karma, your challenges and cycles and pinnacles, all of these energies are actually assisting energies to help us to step into the life path and then again, do something really beautiful with it in this lifetime. So they're all significant. And a lot of times we relate to those energies a little bit more than our life path. But those energies, again, are helping us or sort of determining the path that the soul will take in order to step into that energy. So it's kind of fascinating to see all of the numbers that our soul signed up to work with to help us to step into, master, and then do something with that life path energy. And that's why I always say, even if you don't get a, you know, if you ever book through me and you get a reading, even if you don't get the recorded reading, which I highly recommend, but even if you don't do that, I always recommend at least getting the printout, right? The PDF copy of your full numerology report, because it really will help you to understand sort of the challenges you might be facing or the wisdom that you're meant to extract in this lifetime that have to do with that life path number. So it's totally worth that. I also want to mention, you know, there are people in this lifetime who, you know, because we always have free will, we always have choices and, you know, with anything. So we can choose, you know, through our choices to not step into this energy, to not work with it, to sort of move against it our entire lifetime. And there's people who, you know, don't step into it until their deathbed, or they don't step into it in this lifetime. And, you know, maybe they'll come back in the next lifetime and try to do it again. But for whatever reason, they weren't able to do that. And that's okay, right? But the goal, and we keep being pushed towards that goal, is to eventually fall into alignment with it, work with it, and do something with it. Now, not only are the energies within our own personal numerology report assisting us to step into our life path in this lifetime, but we also have external help. We have, you know, energy from the outside world assisting us. And so what I mean by that is, you know, people, relationships, others, life itself is serving up what we need to be able to, again, extract the wisdom and step into that life path number and do something with it. If you haven't watched the or listened to the video on relationships and numerology, I highly recommend that, especially if you're someone who, again, isn't quite there yet, doesn't feel aligned with your life path number. Definitely check out that relationships and numerology video. It's in my playlist on YouTube. It's also, in my list of videos on my podcast as well. But I recommend that because it goes into depth about how oftentimes we have soul contracts with people who are meant to help us to step into that energy, right? Through challenges or through support. And it's a part of sort of that soul's master plan to make that happen, right? And so the way I look at it, and who knows, right? But this is just my opinion. The way I see it is we've sort of made these contracts, soul contracts with the other person or other people before coming to this planet. And those individuals tend to show up right on time, right as scheduled, right when we least expect it, and have the potential to, again, either bring a ton of challenges for us to work through or mirror back to us what it is that we need to work through, or highlight for us where it is that, you know, we're meant to step into the strengths of our life path. And they can help us to do that through the experience, right? So definitely have a listen to that if you haven't already, because it is integral. It is kind of explains how other people can help us to relate more to our life path, to step into it, and then to, again, do something with it. Now, before I close out, I do want to mention that if you are someone who has master number energy or karmic energy associated with your life path, so that would be 11, 22, 33, 44 are the master numbers. 13, 14, 16, 19 are the karmic numbers. If you have these sort of these influencing energies in your life path number, you will likely step into your core life path number a bit earlier in life, and then you'll be sort of facing or working through how to step into or work with that karmic energy or your master number energy. Especially for master number energy, typically they will step into their core energy. So of course, 2, 4, 6, or 8 earlier on in life. And then it's more about like working towards stepping into that master energy. And with the karmic energy, you know, that's a little bit of a different story. And I have videos up on my podcast and YouTube channel that go into the karmic life path numbers. And if you are one, I would highly suggest watching those. You know, for those, it's a little bit different. We sort of work with the karmic energy and the core energy, you know, until we master it, until we align with it. And that can take, you know, as long as it needs to take. So, you know, just be very gentle with yourself. There's no pressure. There's nothing wrong with you if you don't align with this energy. The only thing I would say is just make sure that your calculations are correct. Because, you know, if your calculations are off and you've got the wrong life path number, then of course you're not going to resonate with it. And if you want me to check your calculation, just put your birthday, your full birthday in the comment section, and I'll be happy to check that against the 3 calculations that I use as a numerologist, and I'll let you know what you are. So yeah, I would say one other thing I want to say about master numbers is typically what we see is master numbers don't step into that 11, 22, 33, 44 energy until much later in life. And that's usually not what someone wants to hear if they have that energy, but that's typically the case. So like mid 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. It's not a sprint, absolutely not a sprint, and it's not meant to be. So that's part of the journey. So I hope this was helpful in sort of just clarifying that you are right on time, you're doing everything great, and keep doing that. And if you have any questions, let me know. I would also love to work with you. So if you're interested, book some time with me, and I'll see you there. All right, take care, everyone. Bye for now.